the storekeeper?
No, the person in a large store, the person in charge of the meat.
The butcher.
Okay. And say if the meat's been kept too long, you say that the meat is...
rank.
Okay. Or say it's gone bad.
You're gone bad, something like that. But usually the bacon would, or what we call it, be rank, it would turn kind of yellow.
What about just, say, ground beef? It smells kind of bad. And
tainted. They'd say it was tainted.
Okay. Did you ever say it's spoiled or
something? Spoiled or ruined.
Huh?
Or ruined.
Uh-huh. And after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Cheese, hog head cheese.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever heard of making anything from the liver by cooking and grinding up the liver?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they always did. They took the liver and the lights and cooked them together.
Mm-hmm.
They cooked them. And then, mm-hmm. So they'd eat them. So I don't know.
What do you call this?
Liverwurst, I guess. You mean grind it up? Grind up liver?
Uh-huh.
I guess you'd call that liverwurst, wouldn't you? Worst, wouldn't you?
Did you make that around here? Or
they didn't ever use nothing like that. They just fixed it with a melt and all like that together and boiled it. And
fixed it with the what?
Melt. Melt of a hog.
What's that?
Don't ask me. But that's what they called it. It's some little strip or something or another that's in a hog. I don't know what it's called. It's on the likes and the liver and the something.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, they'd cook all that together.
Mm-hmm.
They never would. They didn't mean to. I don't dream Mama ever made any sausage or anything like that.
What are the other inside parts of a hog that you eat?
Well, I don't know. Of course, there's chitlins, but they did eat them back there. We didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Children didn't, because we didn't like them, but they fixed chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
They'd wash them, you know, and miss whatever they done to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had to help wash them.
That's not very fun.
They weren't very fun. And they take those. They call the mold. And they clean it.
What?
The mold, and that's the stomach for the food to go to. And they clean all that. And they fix that.
What do they call it when they fix it? They call it mold?
Mold, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you ever make anything out of the hog's blood?
No, honey, I don't believe I did.
What about do you ever heard of scrapple or pawn horse or anything like that?
Not as I know of.
Mm-hmm. Say if butter had been kept too long and it didn't taste right, what would you say about that?
I guess it would be rank too, I reckon.
Okay. And a while back you mentioned the clabber. Is there anything that you'd make from clabber?
Well, Mama did make some biscuit, put clabber in biscuit, and called them clabber biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard of making any kind of cheese from clabber?
No, I don't believe I have. But I imagine they do.
Mm-hmm.
I just have an idea. Because I know the old folks back in there didn't throw all that away.
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing you have to do after milking?
After?
Uh-huh.
Strain the milk.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that's baked in a... it's sort of like a fruit pie, but it's baked in a deep dish. And it's got several layers of fruit and dough to it.
Oh, cobbler?
Uh-huh. What's that like?
Well, you go... like you fix a pie. You put a crust in the bottom.